Hello.
Hi, is Eliza there?
This is.
Hey, Eliza, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Do you have a second to talk about something? We do have a listener to our show who knows you and asked us if we could get you on the phone to ask you a couple questions.
You know what? I'm not interested. Not really interested.
What if I say the name Lance?
Lance?
Yeah, he's a musician. You guys met on Tinder. You went to his show.
Yeah, wow, you know a lot.
I do. I know a lot because we talked to Lance, and Lance told us about how you guys met, and he also told us that you're not calling him back, and he wants to see you again. So he asked us if we could get you on the phone and find out why you're not getting back to him.
Interesting.
Was it too much, like you were a little overwhelmed with all the attention he got at the end of the show?
Wow, he told you about that too. Okay, he's told you a lot.
Yeah. Well, we talked to him about your date. He told us he really liked you, by the way. But he says that he thinks you might have been turned off because after he was done performing, there were a lot of girls talking to him and he didn't really have time to pay enough attention to you.
Yeah, I mean, that didn't really work out. That was kind of rude.
He seems sincerely sorry for putting you in that position, though.
Well, I mean, you have to have fans, right? I totally get it. You're a musician. You have to have a fan base in order to do well.
Yeah. Right.
But it's just all of his fans were girls, so there's that.
So you're saying that he's getting a fan base by flirting with women? And
that's what I witnessed, so.
Whoa. You don't think they just liked him because of his music?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they definitely liked him because of his music. I mean, after a few songs, I could definitely notice a bit of a trend. Every single one of his songs is about a different girl. Like, every single one has a different name in it.
Really?
A different girl's?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all sexual stuff, or?
I mean, no, it's not all sexual. I mean, like, some of it's, like, emotional, you know, oh, my heart's breaking, all that stuff. Like, there was one, I think it was called Mandy's Eyes, I think was one of them.
Mandy's Eyes?
Oh, he's, like, actually naming the song after women.
Oh, yeah. And the next song was about someone named Lucy, and then there was a Zoe at one point. And I was like, it's kind of impressive that he could, like, fit Zoe into a song.
Was he giving background like, this is for the girl Zoe who broke my heart into a million pieces right after Lucy broke it before?
Yeah, but like he would be very vague about it. So it would be more like, this is the time when I felt like my heart got ripped out of my chest. So, but like the first time or something, you know what I mean? So you wouldn't like talk specifically about that girl, but then he'd go into the song and you'd be like, oh, okay. Oh, another one.
Yeah, but I mean, Taylor Swift does that and she makes billions and billions of dollars. I mean, that's kind of what a lot of artists do.
Right, but like, I don't know that she's surrounded by like boys at the end of the night who are giving her their number.
True.
Stuff, you know?
Everybody's trying to be the next Lucy or Mandy with him.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I couldn't tell if he was talking about a previous relationship or a current one or like a thing he had. And Lord knows I don't want to become a subject of one of his songs.
No.
Hey, Eliza, thank you for being honest with us and telling us what happened on your date. I appreciate it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I must be honest with you at this point and let you know that Lance is actually listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, Lance is on the other line and he wants to talk to you.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.